this episode, we're looking at something interesting. How to make a video podcast. I'll give you the tips, the tricks, and all the tools that you need to use. Hello, and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alverne, and my focus is to help 1,000 creative female entrepreneurs over the next 10 years become more visible using simplified and fun marketing programs so that they can scale a business quickly, donate 1% of their profits, time, and resources to help reduce women's illiteracy globally. Are you ready? So it was only 17 minutes long, but I sat glued to my screen, and it made me think that I need to make a video podcast. For you see, I was looking at someone else's video podcast, and it had me captivated. I just wanted to do it just to try it out and see if it would slow down my site first to begin with, because when you put videos on your site, you can actually slow down your site. Also, if it would gain more traction compared to my standard audio podcast. Of course, it would mean I have to find a specific place to do the recording. Just to give you a little bit of background, during my almost 4 years doing audio podcasts, I've also done video interviews with several of the people who you actually find on my podcast over the years. But what I've done when I did the video interviews is I cut out the video and I just, release the audio to the public. But I actually still have the video all packed up somewhere on a hard drive, external hard drive, somewhere in the room here where I'm sitting. Of course, I'd also need to get dressed, including makeup, or at least look decent. If you are here because creating video podcasts is of interest to you, stay a while. Let me know if these are the questions that you have in your mind. Are video podcasts the best option for your topic? What equipment or software can you use to record it? Video versus audio podcasts, which one's better? Can you record solo episodes for video podcasts? In this episode, you'll learn how to get started with video podcasts, the best technology available on the market, and all about doing guest interviews. Now, before I get into the actual topic itself, you're probably wondering, well, who is this for? Well, if you haven't guessed already, it's for anyone who is thinking of starting, but it'd be an audio or a video podcast, because like I said, you can still use exactly the same methods I'm using here, and you can strip the audio and use the audio only, or you can use both the audio and video. But there are obviously much simpler ways to start just a standard audio podcast, and I have a recording of that somewhere in my archives, and I can leave a link in the show notes as well. And speaking of show notes, if you want to get access to the show notes for this episode, head over to successunscrambled.com/EP203. So what are the pros and cons of video podcasting? If you're like me and you like to weigh the options before jumping onto something new, then you'd like this quick look at the advantages and disadvantages of video podcasting. Advantages of video podcasting. As someone who enjoys creating video, and I can't tell you how much I enjoy doing it because I've become so good at it, so I can do it. I do one take and it's done. Unless when I did it, I forgot to put in my Apple AirPlugs, or I actually have a Rode lavalier mic, the one that you put on your lapel. I use either one of those to record it. So the audio has to be good. If I record it the first time, I forget to use one of those particular pieces of equipment, unfortunately, I'll have to re-record a video again. So like I said, I do it in one take. Even if I have to break it up into segments, like it's 3 different segments, 4 different segments, 5 different segments, each segment, I do it in one take. It's easy for me to see all the positive aspects of doing video because, like I said, it's become second nature to me. So here are the advantages. It increases conversion rates because people, your audience, actually connect with you much easier. People get to see the expressions on your face. It appeals to people who are visually inclined. So some people would prefer to have a script rather than watch an entire video, because obviously with a video, you don't have to watch the whole thing. Whereas with an actual written script, you can jump to whichever section you want or speed read it. Some people prefer just the audio, so they can listen to the audio while they're doing something else. But for people who are visual, then this appeals to them even more because they want to connect with the person, like, you know, actually get involved, like feel like if the person on the video is actually talking to them directly. You also get longer retention rates from video podcasting. Okay, so what are the disadvantages? Are there any? While the switch from audio to video podcast may sound simple, here are some things to consider before diving in. You'll need to look presentable. Putting on makeup and all of that. Like right now, I'm not dressed up because it's an audio podcast. Lighting is very important when you're doing video because obviously the room, if it's not well lit, the actual video is going to be dark. Editing may take longer because it's a video podcast, you know. With the audio, you can just strap out the arms and the ums, but if you make a mistake or your cat jump in your face or something like that, you have to edit that out and it's impossible. You'd have to do it, you know, take some time. People can see your background. If you live in a place that's quite small and like a very tiny apartment or, you know, one of those rooms in San Francisco where you rent a room with seven different people, then you need to have a background that's suitable. A good camera or video software is also required. So as you can imagine, for an audio podcast, no camera option required, no specific software. With an audio podcast, you need just a digital audio workstation to get that going. And again, I'll leave a link in the show notes to all of this information. As you can see, there are quite a number of considerations and preparedness required when considering doing a video podcast on a regular basis. If you're doing it as a one-off, it's not a big deal, but every week, that's another story altogether. So what are the types of video podcasts? It is important to consider the type of video podcast that you want to create in a similar fashion to audio podcasts. Here's a list of the various types of video podcasts. For one, a solo episode, interview, a panel discussion, and a drama presentation. So depending on where you are and where your guests are, or the rest of your panel are, you can literally do the panel discussion, I suppose, virtually. But remember, again, you still have all of the things to contend with, which I'll go through in a second. It will become apparent quite quickly. Oh, and by the way, the drama presentation as well could be quite a bit of a challenge. Again, if you want to portray, I suppose, when you think of a drama presentation, you have all these songs added in the background and you are hoping to see that in the video, and it just spoils it for you when you actually see that it's the songs are fake in a drama presentation on a video compared to an audio. In audio, you can imagine what is going on or what is the visual aspect of it would look like. So it will become apparent quite quickly that all podcast types are not created equal, especially when it comes to recording video. The two reasons, or the two easiest types of video to create, are the solo and doing an interview, and to a stretch as well, a panel discussion, again, depending on the circumstances. However, having more than two people on a video recording adds a different level of complexity. A dramatized video presentation is the most complex format of them all. So if you're considering that, you know, think of all of the ramifications of doing that. It is complex because in many cases, you need to account for the quality of the broadband connection for each of the participants, as well as the potential background noises. People have cats, dogs, cars, traffic, everything happening in the background. And you need to consider that as well. And the broadband connection, you know, sometimes it's good for some people and then suddenly just drops off. And then that person drops off and that person is missing from the drama equation. And, you know, things can get quite tight, or you can just edit them in, I suppose. If you've ever done a podcast interview, you'll be aware of this thing called crosstalk that can be very difficult to get 100% right all of the time. Crosstalk is when you think the person has finished their sentence and then you suddenly jump in and then the two of you are talking at the same time. And it's, as you can imagine, it's not really possible to edit that out. But to me, doing it in video can be a bit easier because you can see, I suppose, you can lip read what the person was saying, even if you don't understand the audio section of it. So post-production considerations. Before we spend time looking at how to make a video podcast, it's important to also investigate the editing phase. This reminds me of when I first got started creating audio podcasts. I had no idea how to edit the audio file. I mean, what is there to edit? And trusted the software to do the job for me. It would make sense to get a seasoned video editor to do the post-production for your videos in an ideal world. However, if you plan to do this yourself and you have very little video editing experience, be prepared for a sharp learning curve. Video editing can be easy if you know the software inside out. Just be patient, as it can take several hours for the first couple of months. Decide beforehand what you would like to edit out in terms of mistakes and bloopers. So to give you an idea, all the time, because I've started this podcast over 4 years ago, I'd see people on Facebook saying, oh my goodness, I created my first audio episode, my first podcast episode, and it took me 3 hours to edit. Is it always going to be like that? So be prepared for that, I suppose, gotcha, learning curve, aha moment, etc. Video podcasting tools. When it comes to recording a video podcast, there are a number of things that you need to take into consideration. Here is a list of those items. Your broadband connection, you will be using it on a smartphone or laptop, microphone, camera, recording software, streaming live. As you can see, the list of items needed to create beautiful podcasts, video podcast episodes is not extensive. However, getting it right is not simple. Broadband, for example. This is going to sound hilarious, but I actually live in the sticks, and I have one of the worst broadband connections in the world. I kid you not. It's so bad that I use two different providers every single day of the week. Even if your situation is not similar to mine, consider having a plan B in place just in case something goes wrong. In fact, I actually have three broadband connections. Just remember, because I sometimes use my phone, but the phone reception here is so bad that I probably only have 2.5 or 1.5 broadband connections. Okay, smartphone or laptop. After years of going back and forth, recording on my laptop and smartphone, I've decided to settle on my laptop. You may have a different preference, but spend time thinking of the completed video and what you want for the user experience to look like when they actually consume your video. One of my clients, as they recently talked about the fact that they wanted to do all of their videos in portrait format or vertical format because people use it from their phones, but he's going to upload this particular video to several different platforms. In my opinion, that's not a really good user experience because you're not seeing very clearly everyone in the video. It's all sort of very narrow. But, you know, just think about that when you're considering whether you could be doing it vertical or portrait, and what is the end user experience going to look like? Are the users going to be, I suppose, watching the video from start to finish because the user experience is that good? Let's look at microphones, as this is will inevitably affect your choice of device. So in example, if you use a Yeti mic and try to connect that to a phone, that's going to work. So the quality of the sound on both audio and video podcasts is so important for retention rates. This is why many podcasters decide on a professional microphone setup for their show. For me, it's been 4 years and I still continue to use my Apple AirPods and they work just fine. I am planning to get a Rode microphone at some stage in the future. So depending on the mic, you may need to connect to your laptop with an XLR connection or USB jack. And if you don't know what on earth I'm talking about, don't worry. I would actually leave a link to the very first podcasting post I created years ago that goes through all the XLR and USB and all the different podcasting, episodes and show notes that I did that will actually go through that with you, because this is not an episode for that kind of discussion. Your specific connection will dictate the type of device you use. So if you have a mic with an XLR or USB, obviously that's not going to connect to your phone. So you wouldn't want to use a laptop. But however, if you have Apple AirPods or a lavalier, sort of Rode mic, or one of those, then it's much easier to connect it directly to your phone. But consider the noise. I find I get more static when I use the phone. That's why I sort of settled on my laptop. I get more static when I record on my phone. That background static noise that you just can't remove it. No matter what you do, you can't remove it from the background. So that's why I tell you, just practice recording for 5 minutes on each device with all the different technologies to see which one gives you the best recording possible. Next up, we've got camera. So while a camera is not important for an audio podcast, video podcasts will need a good camera. During my podcast interviews, I've always used the built-in camera on my MacBook Air computer. What I've noticed is that Skype is not great for video podcasts unless both participants have great broadband and awesome cameras, and unless Skype has actually improved their technology. I don't get the impression that they have, but I could be wrong. Let's look at a list of recording software that's ideal for video podcasts. So you have, as I mentioned, you have a good camera, you've got a good mic, you decide on what device, but what software are you going to use to record that episode into? So as I mentioned before, I've used Skype, and that's technically speaking a recording software, and it has not been great. However, here's a list of software that has worked for me really well over several occasions. So I've used Zoom, I've used StreamYard, Restream I haven't used, but I've heard it's just as good as Zoom. BeLive I've used, it's okay, kind of complicated to set up. Vimeo, I've used that. Ecamm Live, I've used it in conjunction with Skype, but I haven't used it in conjunction with people like things like Facebook or any of the other platforms. Facebook Live, I've used that, and Instagram Live. I've used all of those, and the quality of the video is quite good. With so many options available to choose from, it would be surprising if there wasn't one that suits your specific needs. So finally, how to record a video podcast step by step. It would be super important to decide on the type of podcast you will be recording before looking at equipment. For solo episodes, write an outline of what will be covered during the show. If you plan to interview a guest, have your questions ready and send the main questions over to your guests to have them prepare. Whenever I do a podcast interview, I tend to hold back 3 to 5 questions that I ask near the end of the show. So I hold it back. The guest doesn't know that I'm going to be asking them. I just tell them there'll be a few surprise questions in the end because I want the actual show to sound real, to have a human element in it, as opposed to pre-rehearsed questions, answers to the questions. So after deciding on the format of the show, the topic, as well as the outline or questions, it's time to look at the equipment or software. So step one, choose a platform or software that makes you feel the most comfortable during the recording. There's nothing worse than having to fiddle with technology before, after, or even during a show. So choose wisely and do a test run if it makes sense. So what I did when I decided to use Zoom for the first time, I got on a call with one of my siblings and tested out the recording for the quality for about 5 minutes. And then I downloaded it and checked it to see if the video is really that good. Step two, set up the technology before putting your makeup or your outfit on. Getting the software and equipment ready can make you sweaty and stressed out and overwhelmed. I've learned over the years to get that out of the way first before I head over, I had to take a shower, wash my face, and then get dressed. Just set up the tech first. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Get dressed for the show. Wear clothes that will make you feel comfortable and keep your body temperature normal. So sometimes you can put on clothes and make you feel hot and sweaty and be sweating through the show, and people will be wondering, why is she looking so shiny? Or if you start feeling cold and you start, you know, tensing up during the show, and that would be an uncomfortable situation to be in. The last thing you want to do is feel too warm or feel too cold during the recording. Put on the necessary makeup to ensure that your facial expressions will show well on camera. So for me, I have to put on makeup, especially eyebrows, because I naturally don't have a lot of eyebrows. So I have to put on makeup to put on the eyebrows so that people actually see my face looks very blank without the makeup on. Step four, get your water, pen and paper, and any other props ready for the show. Pen and paper is important because you might want to make a note of where during the show you need to look for places that there are errors that you need to edit out. Use the toilet 7 to 10 minutes before the show to avoid having a full bladder during the show where you're bursting to go. Also, turn off or remove distracting potential background noises. So for example, if you're in a room with a noisy fridge, you might need to change rooms as opposed to move that equipment. So just think about your surroundings. Add a lot of soft furnishings, pillows. Best would be in a closet or in a room with a bed and curtains and pillows and all that. Must have a lot of soft furnishings around. Step five, 5 minutes before the show goes live, start the show without going live. So you know what I mean. You know what I mean when you get into the software. For Zoom, you click the start and you make sure everything is connected. It's flowing nicely, and you can, you know, bring in a friend or relative in it just to make sure it all works before your guest arrives. That's one thing you can do, or you can just get it up and running, but don't click the record button. Real simple. This will help you detect any potential emergencies, any tech failures, and prevent you from getting flustered. Take a look at yourself in the camera and on the screen, just to ensure that you are happy with the way you look. Step six, after your guest arrives, it is your job to ensure that they feel relaxed and to help things run smoothly. Ask them how they're going. If they are nervous, and have a little conversation about life. Remind them to have a glass of water, a cup of water, And once everything is all settled, it's time to press the record button. Introduce yourself and your guests and get the show started. Once you've finished the show and you've edited the video and it's all complete, you added your music, your intro, your outro, etc., be sure to host your video on a podcast or your video podcast on a platform that can handle it. I know that quite a few people host their video podcasts on YouTube. However, there are other options available that offer specific video podcast hosting like Libsyn and Blueberry. Now, I have to tell you, one of the disadvantages of doing it on YouTube, when you use a podcast host, they distribute it across 20 different podcast distribution channels, platforms, whatever you want to call it, like Deezer, Spotify, Amazon, Google Podcasts, iTunes, all of that. So if you use YouTube, you will not be able to use, you know, you can use YouTube in conjunction with one of these hosting platforms since YouTube is free. So here are a few considerations. If you're going live on Instagram, you'll be given the option to save the recording to IGTV or download it. Always choose download option as there isn't a way to download the recording after you've put it on IGTV. Don't ask. That's just the way Instagram works. It is possible to record solo episodes inside of Zoom and StreamYard to give you that crisp finish. Sometimes a computer fan can be annoying source of background noise. For example, on my laptop, the fan tends to come on, or you know, sound strain when I'm editing video or even having a lot of Excel sheets open. So what I do, or what makes sense for me to do, is not to have anything else running in the background during a recording. Remember that the secret to speed up your editing time is to ensure that the audio and video quality during the recording is brilliant. Even if you decide you're going to allow only for a few mistakes, whenever you come up on an error and the guest has something wrong, it says, oh no, remove that. Take a long pause, so it's a gap that you can actually see during the recording, even if it's video or audio, and then re-record that sentence again. Your time is valuable, so outsource the editing to someone else wherever possible. The first time you make a video podcast is going to be hard. I'm telling you straight up, it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to pretend that it's going to be easy. However, it does get easier with more practice. One of the key benefits of doing video podcasts compared to audio podcasts is the fact that your listeners connect with you faster. This leads to more and higher conversions over time. At the end of the day, you'll generate more revenue if your funnels are set up efficiently to give your clients an amazing experience. It means that you'll also need to have a well-aligned and seamless business systems that are fully automated. If you need to bring in on someone to help you implement an amazing revenue generating system, like all your funnels and all of that in the back end, all the tech stuff, you can book some time in my calendar. I've left a link in the show notes. Head over to successunscrambled.com/EP203 and you'll be able to get access to the show notes with the link of how you can book some time so we can discuss if it would make sense for us to work together. So over to you. Have you ever thought about starting a video podcast? Again, who is this for? If you have any friends thinking of starting a video podcast or just a regular podcast, introduce them to this episode. Or if you yourself need to do this, you can bookmark this for later if you're in a rush. Again, you can access the show notes with all of the step-by-step instructions. Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. A positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. Please leave a positive 5-star review for us on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, or any of your favorite podcast players. So many small business owners underestimate the return on investment of video marketing. A big reason for this is that there is a certain level of marketing psychology involved in creating great videos. I started this podcast back in 2017 because I had a burden on my heart to reduce women's illiteracy globally. Because this is a huge undertaking, I've decided to help 1,000 women over the next 10 years to become wildly successful in their online business through simplified and fun marketing strategy. That way, we can build a strong network of women who can donate 1% of their profit, and together we can help reduce women's illiteracy worldwide. Would you like to be part of this movement? Shoot me an email using alvern@successunscrambled.com. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.